Chapter 19.
The Tangled Aftermath. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning. Rachel is weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Matthew 2:18. What they failed to tell Belinda. The clinic workers gave Belinda no information on what to expect afterward. They didn't tell her how traumatic it would be or about the blood and blood clots she would pass after her 20-week abortion. They didn't warn Belinda that because she was so far along, she would begin lactating after the abortion. They gave her no aftercare at all. Once she left the clinic, she was on her own. It was more like a business transaction than a medical procedure. They told Belinda the cost, took her money, did the procedure, and sent her on her way. One worker tried to comfort Belinda, but she was the only one. Afterward, her milk came in, and she had no baby to feed. Before the abortion, when she felt the baby move, she told herself it was just gas. Following the abortion, Belinda could not deny the movement she had felt of her baby inside her, and she was devastated with little hope. She had to go on autopilot to make it through each day. She's still trying to figure out why this happened to her. She doesn't know how it all happened. Belinda's boyfriend was so heartbroken after he saw the ultrasound that he refused to talk about it, which made her feel even more rejected. He wouldn't have anything to do with their daughter. They talked about the procedure, but could never call it what it was, an abortion. Belinda had no idea what they did with her baby. When someone has a miscarriage, they're given options to name the baby and bury or cremate the remains. She left there with nothing. Belinda and her boyfriend would skirt around the reality, the obvious elephant in the room that caused all this pain. She started hating him, blaming him. Then he did it in reverse. The abortion was the main thing causing most of their anger. He acknowledged his brokenness, hurt, and distrust, but he could never say her abortion caused it. Belinda told him that she paid for it, she found the resources, and she lost the child. So you don't get to be sad about this. The abortion was the final nail in the coffin of their relationship. Belinda couldn't see past her own despair to even begin to contemplate his.